sites.
I've been trying to keep up saying it.
Don't go back and forth.
Shall we get started?
Yes.
I think we're good.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment, just as a reminder, you know, just try and keep it to 2 minutes or less.
There's only one.
So don't repeat the issues, but if there's only one, have at it.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Tammy Salto. I'm a teacher, I'm a parent, and I was a member of Odyssey's Charter School Board for several years. I was the teacher representative. I'm well-versed in charter school law, so please don't think that I don't know what I'm talking about, because I do. The state gave an intended pay raise of 6% to retain and recruit the best teachers, all public school teachers. But DMA used a legal loophole and chose to keep tens of thousands of dollars intended for hardworking, dedicated teachers. Over $2,000 to $3,000 a piece DMA has kept. Don't think we are one of the highest paid charters. We are not. Don't think we're as paid as well as Red Clay. We are not. As a matter of fact, these teachers would risk their lives for students, your students, your children, yet you've kept our money. Also, dealing with transparency. Teachers need a printable pay scale. We don't have one. Teachers need a printable EPER scale, or maybe an updated one, considering I do three clubs and get zero for it. Teachers also do not get printable state and local pay calculations, nor are we getting printable longevity and loyalty calculations due to the fact that we cover instead of substitutes. Lastly, you guys need a lot of transparency, because in looking at the school board webpage, there are no monthly financial reports since 10 of 2023, no board agendas this month or last month, and no meeting minutes since August of 2023. In September 2023, though, you posted a board meeting public comment feedback, quote unquote, "The board takes communication feedback seriously." Well, last month's board meeting, 54 seconds in, when there was no public comment, someone made the quote, "Don't take this the wrong way, but I'm glad." Then there was laughter from the board and from admin. This is not laughable. This is not funny. I'm glad you're glad, but teachers are not. Thank you.
All right, let's get started with the meeting. Secretary's report. No.
Secretary's report from February 26th. Yes. Last meeting. Any comments, edits, questions?
You have me listed twice.
What's listed?
You have me listed twice.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I will adjust and send along.
Any other comments?
Make a motion to approve as amended.
Second?
Second.
Second by Heath. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, very good. Thank you. So my report is pretty simple. I really wanted to say thanks to a couple of people that are working on behalf of the MA. Number one, I really wanted to thank Helen. She's chairing the new head selection committee. She's been doing an unbelievable amount of work to get us to the current spot. I won't tell us where we're at, because I know you'll give us an update later on, but really doing an unbelievable amount of work, and I just want to say thank you for that. Also, I want to thank Sharon and the entire staff, DMA, for dealing with our septic situation this past week. I know it was very, very uncomfortable, but thank you for dealing with that, and really, that's all I have. Okay. So with that, Sharon?
Yeah, happy to. So you all received my report. I'll just give a second, a couple of highlights here. So we ended the second semester last week. The final marking period of the school year started today. We are in the home stretch here. Report cards should go out this Thursday prior to spring break. At the April board meeting, I'll bring the KPIs. The timing of this meeting didn't work because we're finishing up that report card run. Spring sports are well underway. The competitive season has started. The school choice lottery, I think I reported last month that we ran the lottery on Valentine's Day. All of the cadets that we have invited, we've gotten an active response, whether that's acceptance or declination, from all but 20. We're in the process of following up with those 20 just to get an answer because they missed the deadline. And then we'll go to the waiting list, which is very robust. And so filling the class of 2028 with 150 cadets will certainly not be a problem. We did invite three cadets, potential cadets, to join us next year for their sophomore year, and all three of those have accepted their spots in the class of 2027. The administrative team met last week just to start reviewing the list of cadets, either for behavior or academic reasons that we will not be inviting back next year. Right now, it looks like there will be 8 cadets from this year's freshman class that will not be inviting back. A couple of them academically won't be able to come back, even if they wanted to. We have a signing day for the D3 school scheduled for this Thursday at 2:30, so that will give us the chance to celebrate those kids continuing their athletic careers at a D3 school. And right after spring break, Ms. Enderica will be holding an assembly with the juniors and seniors. It's an annual event to really talk about behavior expectations at prom, which is scheduled for the 3rd of May at the Chase Center. Mike talked about the sewer pump. Just a quick update. We have talked to Landmark Engineering. The engineering work that was done last year by CDA is really not valid or up to date enough at this point to be able to make an actual replacement and expansion plan from. So Landmark is going to help us out. They're coming on site tomorrow, 1 o'clock, to meet with Ken and I to talk about what it's going to look like in terms of the expansion. I think you remember from last year, we need the easement from Cirillo Brothers. I don't anticipate that's going to be a problem for us to be able to obtain the easement, but really need Landmark to provide us with some, you know, kind of concrete engineering plans moving forward before we broach those other pieces. So, you know, unfortunately, the CDA work is kind of, you know, invalid at this point, but we're on the right trajectory, I think, to move forward and get this hopefully resolved once and for all. It looks like one of the glitches is when the stadium toilets were added. There probably should have been a second septic tank dropped because of the expanded number of bathrooms. That didn't happen. And so when those toilets are heavily used, it also puts more stress and strain on the current system, which is a little bit small and inadequate to manage the additional heads. But we'll get this moving forward. It will probably be a handoff project. I doubt we'll be able to do all the work and resolve it completely by the end of this school year, but at least it will be well underway and hopefully resolved over the summertime. We've also met to plan for the creation of an additional classroom. We have the space here at DMA to be able to create one more classroom, which we desperately need. We have a teacher now who roves on a cart, if you will, and takes over somebody else's classroom during their plan period, which means they're displaced to do their planning in some sort of common space. It's obviously not ideal for a teacher to be moving around like that. So looks like we can price it out, keep it under $100,000. I think it's minor cap well spent, and then create a classroom for that teacher to have a permanent home. The anticipation will be to get all that planning done this school year, really have the construction work, which should only take about 4 weeks, done over the summer, classroom open and ready at the start of next school year. Agreements for teachers returning next year, Ken and I have started to look at those. One of the things that I have asked Saul Ewing to do is really take a look at the current contract format and language, make sure it meets today's needs, give us some advice if any rewording is needed to that agreement before we start distributing those to teachers sometime in the May timeframe. One of the things that we've learned is many other charter schools don't have a formal contract. It's more of an agreement. Ours has a lot of formality to it. So I have asked Carolyn, who manages this across a lot of charter schools, to just take a look at ours and make sure we've got best practice moving into to this renewal cycle. Comprehensive policy and procedure manual. I think we've talked about this at a couple other meetings. Been working on updating all of the current policies, adding some that the Department of Education has recommended and given some boilerplate templates for, and then some that we know are just gaps here at DMA. It's about 75% done. When we finish the remainder, which should be easily by the end of May, the new head of school will be able to receive an updated policy and procedure manual sort of ready to go for next school year, and then that won't need to be done as he or she's acclimating to the role. We administered the ASVAB on March 6th to all of the juniors. Naval Science did a great job making sure that test was given. We had many cadets who did really well on the ASVAB, which is certainly impressive. So glad that that's done. SATs and PSAT 10s are going to be administered tomorrow. And then just a reminder, we're out on Friday and all next week for spring break. You've got that. You've got those upcoming dates on the bottom of the Commandant's report. And that's really all I have as highlights for now. Happy to take any questions.
How many acceptances do we have so far of the 150
goals? Deb, keep me honest here.
135.
Yeah, right. We're really close. Right. We're really close.
Thank you.
Just talking about the septic, and so there was one pump that had been installed, and we're looking for a second pump. Did that, we have find that yet?
We have not been able to find a compatible second pump. We've expanded our list of vendors far and wide. The first pump came from Ohio.
Yeah.
We're now going farther west to try and find a pump. The system age makes finding a part really, really challenging, and so we are we're running on one pump now. So far so good. We are still on the hunt for a second pump, but
and
have not been able to look at
it. And we would still be able to use these if we do the expansion with the tank, the pumps. Yeah.
No, the pump is probably going to be
replaced.
Yeah.
Part of the reason for the expansion pump is to make it a grab. That's
right, so we don't have to do pumps at all.
Pump. Got it.
Okay.
Anytime you can avoid pumping.
Yeah.
Pumps.
Yes.
How much were the cost of these? Was it the big impact?
Okay,
$7,000.
About $7,000.
What, the pump or the gravity system?
The pump.
Just the pump.
Yeah,
because that's probably what we'd be looking at being impacting us this year. Seven, maybe another one, so 14, 15. Okay. And we are up and running with water, everything's perfect.
For the moment. All right. We are leaving the portable bathrooms outside until we get the second pump, just in case the first pump should fail.
Yep.
They're here, we're gonna leave them here until that second pump is located.
The only thing, I don't know if I missed it, the classroom, or is that work getting bid out?
Yeah, we're still just talking about all the details, but yes, it will get bid out.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Sharon? Hearing none, have to vote on that. Treasurer's report?
All right, so before the meeting, I think Ellen sent out the February 29th, 2024 financial statements. We're 66% through the budget year, so just like entering that final market period, you know, we're kind of almost through this. Four more months in this year, so 66%. If you focus on the Excel spreadsheet, if you focus on the year-to-date budget comparison, the February 2024 tab, we've collected 92.3% of budgeted revenue. That's about $533,000 or 7% more than we collected last year at this time. The largest revenue item is our state funding, $4.7 million. I mentioned that last meeting, and it remains over budget by about $210,000, same as last month. That's 10% over last year's actual revenue, okay? I talked to Ken briefly about it, and just some unbudgeted state fund we received, and that's what's causing that overage on our revenue, okay, for the state revenue. Local funding, another big budget item, $2.6 million is what we budgeted. We're under budget there by about $319,000. Actually received 2% over last year. The bulk of this was received from other school districts, so we don't think we're going to receive a whole ton more in this local funding, but there are some other miscellaneous revenue items that we're looking to collect before the end of the year, so we'll keep monitoring that. One thing that through the CBOC that we discovered, and you know, Ken was aware of it, I just don't think I was aware of it as a treasurer, there is interest income that we are receiving on our reserve balances, which we have in the state of Delaware. So we're very fortunate financial position here at DMA, and the state does maintain balances for us at their level, and that has allowed us to incur interest income. When the interest rates were lower before 22, we weren't getting any allocation, and probably there was a little delay before they decided to start allocating this out to schools. But right now, we are receiving between, I'll say, $15,000 and $18,000 of interest income into our local funding revenue line. Okay, so we'll keep an eye on this and see what the state decides to do. This may be something we look at budgeting for next year when we go into the budgeting season for next year. Admin fees and fundraising revenue. The enrollment letters went out to the freshmen, and I believe they're going out to the upperclassmen soon, if not already.
After break,
okay. So we're expecting to see those revenue line items pick up once those letters get out and we see the fees coming in for the admin fees and the fundraising fees. All right. Expenses. Actual expenses are 65.7% of budgeted expense. Year-to-date, actual expenses are $257,000 or 4% higher than actual expenses last year. So a little higher on the revenue or on the expense lines from last year. Legal expenses are approximately $19,000 over budget, but given some of the things we've had going on this year, understandable. I was just talking to Mike. We haven't seen the expenses for the search firm come through yet, the financials, but we're only looking at February, so I'm thinking they're going to be hitting our financial statements sometime in March or after. Coaches' salaries year to date are currently under budget by about $57,000, but Ken informed me that the winners' coaches were just paid in March, so we will see that hopefully true up after in March. There is a track issue that could cost approximately $20,000 that we're going to have to incur, and that would be recorded in the athletics expense line item. Okay, so something unexpected.
Preparing?
Yeah, Ken, you know the...
Yeah, well, two things. First, just to back up for the search firm, some of the fees have already been recorded.
Okay.
They're recorded under other professional services. And then the $20,000 was due to Cirillo. It was supposed to, before we combined the athletic funding and before we split out sports boosters and athletics, the $21,000 was supposed to be paid from athletics over the summer. Cirillo reached out to Jeremy and indicated that it wasn't paid. We thought it was paid. When we checked the records and spoke to him, we realized it wasn't paid. So I'm processing payment for that. It was, if you recall, there was something with the track and they had to lift it up. And the contractor said he wasn't going to incur that last $21,000. And that was going to fall on us. It was supposed to come out of athletics. So you'll see it in the budget, but it'll be in that athletics line.
So it's not new work, it's an unpaid bill from last year.
Thank you for clarifying that. That's all I had. Any questions on the financials? Who are the financials?
And just to confirm, had an update for some other added expenses, unknown expenses this year. This deficit is pretty much going away. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. And we're going to... I'll talk a little bit in a minute. The finance committee came up and said, hey, listen, maybe we need to take our actual year-to-date expenses and try to project out what our revenue will be at the end. I don't foresee it going to the deficit of the 290, but, you know, there is, you know, 4 more months of expenses, not much revenue left to collect.
Motion to accept the report.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
The finance committee met on March the 20th, and our next meeting is May the 13th. So we reviewed these February financial statements, which I just explained, and we discussed various individual variances line by line. Kind of, if there was a variance out there, we asked questions. Ken gave us an explanation. We were comfortable with the year-to-date numbers and possible reasons for the variances. We're going to continue to monitor as we go through the year. We briefly discussed the sewer issue and the cost. Didn't really get much information on the cost, but obviously as we go through that, and in this meeting here, we know a little bit approximately what that's going to cost us. Ken also informed us of the next year's audit. And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm thinking July the 15th. Yep.
Yes.
So that's when the field work will start for next year's audit. And as a charter school, that audit has to be completed by September the 30th. Okay, so that's going to go on. And this year, the audit's going to be conducted a little sooner than we've had in the past. Okay. And then the other item I had here to talk about was essentially trying to project out our year-to-date revenue. So to see if we're going to beat that, the budget. Okay. Any questions on the finance committee?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to CBOC. Okay. With the CBOC, we met on March the 14th. We had two parents attending. Ken and myself attended that meeting. One of the members could not make it. We reviewed 2.5% of the transaction and the supporting documents for transactions that occurred October, November, and December of 23. Okay, so our next testing round will be the beginning of 24, which is January, February, March. Once we conclude March, Ken's going to provide us the transactions, and then we'll go through our selection process there. We didn't note anything unusual on the transactions we reviewed. As I mentioned earlier, actually we detected that interest income coming in. So that was something that, you know, is informative and shows why you do a little bit of the testing. Okay. And then I also provided the members the February 29th, 2024 financial statements to see if they had any questions or comments. I think I said in my earlier meeting, I want to be open and honest with the committee members, and if they have questions, I want them to get those answered on the financials. Okay. That's all I have.
Go ahead.
So I sent an email out to everyone, just a follow-up that I met with Scott 2-3 weeks ago to discuss the cadet internship program, and so just reaching out to see if your current or former employers, if such an opportunity might exist for the cadets to be able to do an internship. Only has to be 80 hours long, doesn't have to be paid, and it's part of the National Academy Foundation, or NAF, NAF Track? The certification.
NAF Track certification.
NAF Track, yeah. NAF, it's part of the certification that they get that helps them out, you know, when they go to apply for a business program in college. So, I would ask if everybody could just kind of like look within their companies and see if opportunities like that might exist. Yes, sir.
Would these, I should probably know this, would these be juniors or seniors, or how old would they be?
Go ahead.
So we want them to be finishing the second level of the pathway before they go into it. One of the challenges we've had is that people would like to have older. They would like them to be 18 a lot of the times. I had a meeting with the Delaware Restaurant Association on Friday, and they said their minimum age is 17. So it's kind of naturally the juniors and seniors. Juniors and rising seniors is what we want. But yeah, that's basically fine.
Just so when I ask, I can tell people.
Right, and NAF would like them to finish the second level of the pathway before they go into their internship.
And you were looking for about 10?
Or yeah, 10 total. Spots?
And they can be spread. They don't have to be with one company. You're looking
That's correct.
Wherever. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. And I think you had them contact me, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. With anything you have.
Yeah. Awesome. That's it.
Thank you, Glenn.
Okay.
Appreciate that. All right. Brian, governance?
Sure. The governance committee met on February 29th. There wasn't really too much to discuss given some of the governance reforms we did to the bylaws already earlier this year. There was two primarily topics. The first one was something that came up at two board meetings ago regarding the student, potential student rep on the board. I think everyone is in agreement it's a good idea. We're going to call it probably a student observer. We're still talking with Sharon about the logistics of that role and who should serve in that role, whether it be the student body president. I think the plan is some a little bit more internal discussions with Sharon, but we're probably going to have a motion and a resolution to have a student observer next year, and we're still just discussing some of the logistics, which probably next board meeting will come back to the board with a recommendation. The other item that we were discussing was board members who are rolling off next year. So we want someone to get a list of who those board members are, what their expertise are, so we're making sure we're replacing them with the requisite expertise. And we're, so if anyone knows any people who want to serve on the board, let us know. We'll vet them. And that's going to probably be discussing in the next couple of board meetings.
Just for, as we discussed, Keith is the only one that rolled.
Keith, okay, that's what we get.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right. Awesome. Some ad hoc committees. We have the alumni committee. Are you still with there?
This is my last birthday.
I got 30 days.
I had notified Mike that I have a lot of things going on. I was asking if I could roll off of this ad hoc committee. But as of right now, there's not much going on with regard to the alumni committee. There was an email that was circulated about VAB, which is a software that we had used to see if we could boost awareness of our alumni. The person that was managing that is no longer here at the school. We had talked about it last year at this time about whether or not we were going to renew it. We decided we would, but it hasn't really been implemented. It hasn't been used, and I would like to throw it out there to the board to see if you're in favor of terminating that that payment and that contract with VAB and moving into a different direction to try and do something else to incorporate the current alumni that are still in Delaware, to try and bring in some alumni to work directly with from the community in order to increase the exposure for our alumni committee.
Do you think that if there were somebody at the school that we designated and was active, that particular software system is good and would help us. Because the idea is there's a tremendous network of DMA alumni out there. How do we get a hold of them?
So one of the fundamental problems that we had with that was feeding the data into it, and we just didn't have a whole lot of data to feed into it. And unless we get a lot more information where alumni are, how to contact them, I don't think it's effective.
I also think if you, I mean, for those of you who may recall about, I guess, 2018-19, we had Christy Buehr, who was an alumni, or an alum of DMA. Her dad also served on the board, and she was the designated alumni rep on the board, and she spent a lot of time in that two-year period trying to dig up the information on all of our alumni to put in a database, and really was, you know, kind of unable to come up with enough robust data to hunt people down and figure out where they were.
So are you making a motion, Jen, that we terminate that contract?
I am.
I got a question. Are we going to lose any sort of data that was put in there by terminating this contract?
No, all the data that was put into that, we fed it into the system.
Okay. Are we capturing, again, someone, it sounds like there needs to be some type of rework to this going forward. Are we capturing data currently for the people that are leaving each year? Like, on graduations, I mean.
I don't know if there's an exit survey. I mean, there could easily be one, but we would need to capture all the seniors that, we would have to wait until after May 1st, I think it's May 1st or May 15th, which is the acceptance date. We would have to wait until after that day, so we'd have essentially a 30-day window to capture where people are going, what they're doing, what their address is. May not be able to capture all the seniors at this point. But I think we do need an exit survey of some sort. It's what happens in college.
So,
we don't have anybody that's an alum or like a development person or an alumni person at the school where that's their sole job. Without that connection, I don't know that there's much that our board can do because we're not at the school day to day.
Yeah. So if some time down the road this gets revisited, they want to turn it back on, is it as easy as turning this back on to use this, or is it, this is once we abandon it, it's lost?
It's a contract. Once we
end
the contract, we no longer have that. But there is a link to it on our website, or there was. I don't know if that's been changed or not. There's an alumni page on the website. What we'll lose is the registration. But you can register with LinkedIn or Google. And there are, you may recall, there are quite a few Facebook pages out there, DMA alumni Facebook pages, but there's no administrator from the school that's actually monitoring that page. So I don't know which one's good data, which one's bad data. And there's no way to consolidate all of those because they're run by individual people, external from the school.
And I think if you look at most schools, you know, if you look at a St. Mark's or a Sally's that have robust alumni, you know, backing, they have a designated development alumni person to do that work. I think, you know, I put out DMA would be really challenged to dive into that deeply because I'm not sure internally that anyone has the bandwidth. You know, everybody already sort of wears six hats to add this. I'm not sure whose plate you would add this to unless you created a function that was, you know, as we talked about many years ago, to focus on alumni relations and development. It really is a pretty time-consuming effort. And even the exit survey, Jen, I mean, we capture kids when they're going to college, but once they graduate college and move on, right? Like your data is only as good for they're going to JMU for the next 4 years, great. And what happens after that, right, is a lot of work to keep up with with how that, you know, keeping track of all those alums.
Yeah, we keep track of their parents, but not necessarily the alumni themselves.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm going to jump ahead. I agree that this isn't the right move right now as far as keeping going with this software system, but we need to do something.
Oh,
you know, we got to think of some solution to this issue to capture, you know, people that graduate every year. We're going to have a 25th, you know, anniversary here in a year. We want to make sure that it's well populated. So, the motion to terminate that contract. We'll talk about that, but and I know you're all up to chair of the committee, but we need to come up with another as a board. I think we need to have another solution there, at least to talk about it, not just drop it.
I agree.
So, did somebody want to make the motion?
Motion to terminate the contract with that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So, anybody that wants to chair that alumni committee going forward, I would love to hear some volunteers. Not today, but maybe my next meeting. That would be great. Thank you.
Is it just though the alumni committee? I mean, can't you just combine it with some other, I think, related topics, whether it's digital marketing, fundraising, alumni?
Fundraising.
I mean, they're all kind of interrelated topics. I think that's one of the areas where I probably should have mentioned on the governance committees, where I think we need some expertise on the board in those areas. So. I think that's one of the areas, if anyone knows anyone with that type of expertise, I think that'd be good for the board.
Good. Thanks, Brian. I agree with that. All right, Helen.
So here's a selection committee update. The selection committee has been hard at work. I think I spent more hours with the selection committee last week than I did with my own family. We've spent a lot of hours for our first round of interviews. They took place last week. The committee is determining who's going to move to the next round, and once we have that determination, we will send out a message to the community to let you guys all know where we are with that. We are looking to have site visits for that next round after we get back from break, so the weeks of the 8th and the 15th, and once we get all of that, those details solidified, we will send a message out to the community.
Questions for help?
Thank you. I know it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
We enjoyed the time. All right. Having said that, any old business to talk about? Discuss? Any new business? Hearing none, make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to go into executive session.
Thank you. Motion to go to executive session.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
The meeting now.
Hold on.
All right, so we're
second.
We're out of executive session. All right. So who wants to make a motion related to?
Okay, so I'm going to make the motion to negotiate a new contract on behalf of the head of school.
On behalf of the board. That the search committee.
Yes, sir.
Do this, right?
Yeah, so I think the motion is to give authority to the search committee to negotiate a contract with the new head of school.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, nice
job.
Right.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.